Blog Talk Radio.
Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you.
And welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. This is a special Saturday night edition.
I know. We're being cool and exciting on Saturday night.
We are awesome for doing the show on a Saturday night, right?
I agree.
I think it's really cool.
I love
it. It's a lot of fun. We were looking forward to doing this tonight. We had a little bit of technical difficulties last Wednesday night, and we felt kind of bad. Okay, it was like trolls got into our system and it started chewing the wires or something. But the good part is we're on tonight and we're here and we're willing to take calls and talk to people and do readings. And best part is we're going to have a really, really, really awesome interview with Molly Morningstar, who is an evidential medium who we were fortunate enough to be able to catch at her lecture and open forum reading
last
Saturday.
And it was wonderful, wonderful.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, and she's so down to earth. You know what I mean?
She's down to earth. She's a real person. She's hilariously funny.
She really is. So we just, let's face it, it's going to be a good interview. And I was sorry because most people could not hear the interview last week.
I could not hear the interview.
I'm not even sure I was still in the room when the show was going on. It was terrible. But you know what? Tonight, I just feel it's going to be a really good night. And I'm really glad I see that we've got several callers in the queue. So we're going to do some reading.
Well, good. They found us on a Saturday night.
Because I didn't even advertise the show. I have to.
Wow.
I didn't have time. I talked it up on Facebook like 2 minutes ago.
I know you did. And that was like, wow.
Yeah. So people find us. That's a good thing. We like to be found, though.
Well, and you know you do some awesome readings. So they must have knew that you were going to be on tonight.
Talking about an awesome reading, we were in Casadega.
Yes.
Okay, we're in Casadega last Tuesday.
And if people
night.
Haven't heard of Casadega, it's a town here in Florida, and it was started, it was a spiritual community, in the late 1800s?
Late 1800s, exactly.
Right, and it's been ever since, and there's some awesome, awesome psychics there, and all kinds of people there. It's a whole community. And we love going there, and we love the restaurant.
Yes, they have a restaurant called Sinatra's because the owner is a distant, like twice-removed relative of Frank Sinatra.
I know, which we just found that out.
Yeah, we didn't even know that. We just decided, you know, we were going to go catch, like, a workshop on Tuesday night, and we got up there, and they have, like, what they call the Spiritualist Camp Bookstore,
mm-hmm.
which is a great store in and of itself.
Oh, and we love
but
that.
But the store was closed because they were holding, I think, bingo there.
It was
night.
Bingo.
Yeah. So we were, like, collecting flyers, trying to decide which event we'd go to, and the ones we wanted to go to were all on hiatus till May.
Right.
So we said, well, okay, what the heck, we'll just go grab a bite to eat.
And as we're walking up the steps, a woman comes over to you and says, do you do readings?
Yeah.
Which was so bizarre. I mean, we're the only people walking through town. Honestly,
right.
it was kind of a ghost town because
yeah.
it's midweek.
And it's shut down, yeah.
And so that she came up to you, weirdly yeah. enough. So, hey, do you do readings? And I'm like, woo.
And I said,
and you said, well, as a matter of fact, I do. Mm-hmm. And then we had another strange lady kind of walk up.
Yeah.
And we all looked at her like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Where did you come from?
Well,
because she was a little unusual.
She was dressed in all black.
All black, and she had on eyeliner that was like Halloween.
Well, it was heavier than what we were.
No.
Okay, I'm
this
kind
was
of
like
blight.
Zigzag, crooked.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like.
I think it was. Is that a style now, maybe? And we just don't know it, maybe. That could be, too.
A who?
Style. Is that like a new style? No.
No, this is like somebody went crazy with eyeliner.
You're terrible. No. Anyway, so the woman who we had first met there, she said, I want to do a reading with you.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I have an office in Winter Springs, and I gave her my card. And she said, what are you doing right now? And I said, well, my friend and I are going to go grab a bite to eat. We're going
mm-hmm.
to dinner. And then she said, will you read with me? And I said,
Yeah.
I said, I can, but we're going to go to dinner now. And she said, I really want to read with you. So I said, okay, I'll tell you what. Meet me on the veranda, the Casadega Hotel, the most awesome. It is a cool hotel.
It's a cool hotel, and people go there to see spirits.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Because it's really old. And
reportedly, it's haunted. I mean, hands down. We
know it is, because I always get kind of a creepy feeling when I'm there.
Yeah, it's different. So we decided to go. And so anyway, so I said, meet me on the veranda at 8:45,
mm-hmm.
and I'll do a reading for you. And I normally don't do that on the fly like that.
Well, no, especially right outside of a hotel that does readings.
But when I looked in her eyes, I just
she needed something.
Someone. Yeah. So so we went and we had dinner, you know, and I only had a glass of wine, even though I probably
yep.
should have, but I did because you know I had to read, so I didn't want to be like
right,
ah!
right.
you know, but no. And but here's the cool part. I went, you know, out. We went out to the veranda at 8:45.
Mm-hmm.
And there she came out, and she was delightful and sweet and kind. And so you went inside and sat with her
I
boyfriend.
I talked to her husband.
Yeah, and
her boyfriend.
Yeah,
husband.
They were in their mid-40s, super people. And I won't go into any details, only to say that her son came across, and he had committed suicide. And
yes.
She was devastated. And, you know, talk about the angels putting people in the right spot at the right time.
And I am telling you, because I spoke to her when you were reading her husband,
yeah.
she really, really needed something positive that night.
Yeah.
I mean, because she was really kind of on the edge,
right.
and you turned her life around.
She was,
in that night, you turned her life around.
And I'm going to say the angels turned her life around. I didn't. The angels did because, honestly, you know, it was Tuesday night, and normally, you know, you've got a family, I've got a family.
Right.
We normally would just go out and grab a bite to eat, but it just worked out.
It just
that
it was
way.
Really weird because you called me and said, "Hey, you want to go to Casadega?"
Yeah.
And I'm like,
"Yeah, why
sure,
not?
Why not?
I mean, what the heck?" I said, "Yeah, I just want to get out. We'll catch a workshop up there."
Right.
And so, as it turned out, it was the right time, and so much information came through from her, loved ones. I mean, I was brought to tears by it.
Mm-hmm.
It was an amazing night. And
that
I
was
just,
neat.
Something I'll never, ever forget, for sure.
Well, and it was something that quite obviously was meant to be.
Yeah, without a
doubt. I mean,
doubt.
If you know, so many times you think, well, that was probably meant to be, but this was so clearly meant to be,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it clearly meant to be. By the way, I'm just being told that we have an echo tonight. And
oh,
I,
my goodness.
I think it's your
microphone.
Headset.
Yeah.
Headset.
Well, let me go ahead and switch it out.
Okay.
This way
Jessica
we don't drive people crazy.
Headset, and then hopefully then we will lose our echo completely. We're gonna hope and pray for that. But it was a really, really, really neat evening that Tuesday night. And I got to tell you, if anybody ever gets up to the Casadega Hotel, go into Sinatra's. The food is great. I've never spent a night at the hotel. But I think it would be really awesome. They do ghost tours there. They have psychics that work out of the hotel. And I happen to know that they have very qualified people that work out of the hotel, too. And, again, as I've always said, I have never had a problem recommending other people that, you know, that are good psychics, that are qualified, because I think that that's the right thing to do. So there you go. Let's see. How's your weather?
Oh, now you can
hear
me.
I hear you great. And
okay.
I think probably our
Let's
echo
see if
has left. You know, and you had a new microphone, which I used quite a while ago, and we forgot why I didn't use it anymore. We pulled it out and said, let's try this one, and because it looks brand new. We said,
well, because the one I'm using now is kind of, let's hold together with tape, let's be honest. It is. And I'm like, I'm really tired of this one because it's not comfortable and it slides off my head.
We tried to order some new ones, and it wasn't working out so good. But, hey, listen, folks, if you want to call in for a reading, you can get one at 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And we're going to take callers. So you know what? I think we'll take a caller right now. And then after we take a few callers, we're going to play the most awesome-esque interview.
Awesome.
With Molly Morningstar, who happens to be, I forget where she is. I want to say Colorado, but I could be wrong, giving a seminar talk. Is it Minnesota? She's giving a talk tonight. So she's probably on tonight, as we're on tonight, just kind of doing the same thing in different places. There you go. So let's go ahead and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from area code 207 with a prefix of 374. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi,
and thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're
I'm
so Dee. Dee, I remember Dee. Dee is
yeah,
Dee
I remember you.
Dee from Maine, correct?
You got it.
Okay, cool. Well, how are you doing tonight, Dee?
I don't think I'm doing too badly tonight.
I'm really glad.
I may be kind of sleepy, but
I know this is really late for us. You know, and I will admit, one of the other reasons why we wanted to redo the show because of the problems we had last week, but even more importantly, tonight is prom night. Now, my daughter goes to one high school, and Jessica's daughter they live in another town, so they go to a different high school, but their proms were on the same night. So she, with her daughter, and I, with my daughter, were going nuts today because, you know, anyone who's ever had a daughter go to prom, you know how, like, everything is the most important thing in the world? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like a bride getting married. And so it was kind of hectic, you know. And I don't know how they do it up in Maine, but here it's like hair, fingernails, toenails, brow waxing. Everything has to be, like, you know, makeup, and it's crazy. It's crazy. It's expensive, and it's insane.
Yeah,
it's really
I think it's probably changed since my day.
Well, you know, I know it's totally, in my day we did our own hair. We barely wore any makeup. I mean, we wore a little mascara and lip gloss, remember?
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what we did. Jessica and I were adding it up tonight, okay? And so what we did is our families all came together afterwards. And had dinner, and that's why
mm-hmm.
we made the show so
yeah.
late. But we figured out the total, okay? So for dress, shoes,
mm-hmm.
alterations of the hem on the dress,
yep.
because our daughters are short, like their
makeup,
moms,
hair,
nails, finger and toenails, brow waxing,
yep.
Earrings. The total was we came up with an even, exactly $800.
$800.
Is that insane? That is
That's
absolutely
insane.
Insane.
I remember my junior prom and having my dress made. It wasn't
yeah.
that expensive. Because if I recall, a neighbor made it.
Well,
I could be wrong, and I had my hair done, but it wasn't that expensive. I mean, that was 1966.
Wow, okay. So,
yeah.
And 66 was a good year for Ford Mustangs, too, by the way. I'm just saying. You know, I remember buying my dress at JCPenney.
Well,
my sister made her dress, you know.
Well, the girls nowadays,
yeah.
it's a whole different world.
It is. It's crazy, and it's a little nutsy. But you know what? They're going to have a good time, and that's all that matters, right? There you go. So, Dee, how can I help you on this beautiful Saturday night?
I guess I'm looking to see what Spirit might have to say or who might come through.
Okay. You don't have any specific questions for me?
Well, you might tell me that... Right now, I'm sort of, I know people always say that you always know, you know, when somebody's right for you or not,
right.
but I'm not always mm-hmm. so sure, because there's somebody that's been in my life that has been, he's been silent for a long time, he rears his head every once in a while, and then he just doesn't do anything.
But is it 10 to 12 years?
But what?
Has it been 10 to 12 years he's been in your life?
No, it's only been since last year. We met on a specific site, and we had a really good connection going back and forth in emails and even on the site. And
yeah.
then all of a sudden, when I got a cell phone, he was all ready to chat to me, as he said, because I could use my minutes for calling Ireland, and that was fine with me. But he just stopped having communication. Then every once in a while, he rears his head, but if I respond in any way, there's nothing from him. For a while, he would wink back at me, and now it's, you know, I don't know what to think about him, but there's somebody else that's shown an interest, and I don't know that he'll call tonight or not because of his busy schedule, but we've, you know, there's something really good there, and I'm just wondering
who's
what.
I'm going to tell you, the person you're supposed to be with, I don't mean to cut you off, but it's just coming through so strong, so I'm just going to, and again, you know, I don't affect your free will, nor will the angels. That's not our goal or intention or even what we're supposed to do, but what I feel and see...
Right.
Is that there's somebody that you crossed paths with 10 to 12 years ago. Guarantee you will figure it out. Now, it's not the guy that's in the other country. That's not the one I'm not, or the one that's on that one that, no, it's not him. It's not the one that you've known for a little while. It is not him. Because what I'm getting with him is he's actually already met somebody else. That's why the infrequency and the pause, or what I call the retreat from the contact. So the guy that you're going to end up with is somebody that you did cross paths with 10 to 12 years ago. You may not even have known your paths have crossed. You know, we've talked on the show how my husband and I happened to be in the World Trade Center on the exact same day when I was just a youngster, I was a teenager, and so we both were in the same building on the same day. How odd is that? We figured it out years and years later. I know that you have crossed paths with the person that you're going to end up with, and he is out there. But here's the thing, Dee. You have a really strong spiritual belief. You're really strong in metaphysics, and I'm going to tell you that I feel like in the metaphysical world, you have to have somebody who's equally as interested in the metaphysical world, because if you don't, it's almost like having somebody of a complete different religion, whatever that religion is. You know, somebody who practices a specific religion and is really into that religion, they have a difficult time bringing in somebody who's not into a religion. And I'm not saying you practice a specific religion. Actually, you just practice the spirit of all loving and all knowing, right? You believe in the divine. And what I'm going to say to you is that is the guy. When he comes along again, that is going to be the guy for you.
Well, that's got to be an interesting one to think who I met 10 or 12 years ago, because there have been different people in my life that just one way or another, it just seems like, because my divorce was officially final in 1986, and after that there were like three different people that I was engaged to, and one, there was a fourth almost one.
Right.
And the last person I was engaged to just died last year, and I just found out that he had died last year, and I looked at his obituary thing, and I realized, my God, you really did lie to me.
See?
And the funny thing is, his wife is rather well known in political circles. She's the assistant secretary of HUD.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Well,
and I guess he was still married.
My goodness!
Oh my gosh!
You know what?
I know it's kind of weird.
Say to you, the guy, he will come. So I don't want you to worry about that, and don't worry about whether you can remember meeting him. It will. That conversation is going to take place. And you're going to be like, you know what? I was there at that thing at that time. And he's going to say, so was I. Is that the one with that? You're going to like, yeah, I was at that. And you're going to be like, oh, my God. And then you're going to say, that crazy Dr. Jenny was right. So wait for that. You'll see. It'll be like your validation. It'll happen, okay?
Because 10 or 12 years ago, I was still pretty much agoraphobic and wasn't anywhere.
Really? Okay. So did you you never left your house?
Let me see. I'm trying to think, in 93, no, it was 92, I met someone, I had met him through the mail before that. He was a Vietnam vet, and he came to visit, and we went places a few times. I pushed myself. 2006, I tried to go somewhere with a guy that was almost a fiancé. I thought I was going to make it, and I got about 2 miles from home, stopping about three times, and that ended that.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. Actually, I've done a lot of work with people who have agoraphobia and also people who have OCD. I do a lot of work with those kind of clients.
Right.
Because,
and not everybody understands agoraphobia because mine isn't the type where I'm so totally locked in my house that I don't ever get out of it. I can go walk. I can do certain things with people. Go ahead.
You will meet this guy, and you will figure out that your paths have previously crossed. So don't worry about it. It is going to happen. You just have to continue doing what you're doing, but don't be so quick to get engaged, okay? That's just
no, I wouldn't want to do that because I'm really enjoying what's going on with the person that I talk on the phone with.
Well,
he's
you
really,
know what?
Really
That's
sweet
good.
And caring.
I'm going to tell you, the person you're talking on the phone with, I'm not getting another, let's put it this way, there are other females that he's speaking with, but I don't see that he's intimately in a relationship with anybody, so I'll just put it to you that way, okay?
No, I don't think so either. The way he corresponds with me, because he does send me emails or stuff on the site where we met, which is the same site the other guy's on.
Right.
And when he talks to me, he'll use the word love. He doesn't say I love you, but there's a real strong, very good connection.
And I think you need to eventually meet him for that connection to grow stronger, but Because I don't think you can say you love someone till you've actually met them. Because we can all
talk for a really
you know, long time, and then when you meet them, there's a different energy. So keep that in mind too.
Right.
But
I have not said I love you, nor has he.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's good. Don't, because it'd be too soon. My advice.
Oh yes, it would be.
Keep the communication, but you'll see the person you're supposed to be with. You will find out your paths crossed. Okay, Dee?
Okay.
Hey,
thanks.
Thanks so much for calling in tonight. How did you find us tonight? We didn't even advertise the show. How did you find us tonight? I'm so glad you
did. You did. I got a show reminder.
Yes, I'm so glad. Wonderful.
Yeah, my Hotmail said that, you know, Dr. Ginny, and I thought, well, I hadn't talked to you in a long time, so I thought I would just check in and,
well,
you know, heaven knows what the other side might have
on
to say.
Yeah, I'm glad. And the other side is telling you he's still coming, and watch for it, and now you know how to find your validation because your paths will have crossed. God bless you, Dee. Thank you for calling
you
in.
You too.
Keep warm in Maine.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye, Dee.
Bye.
She's a sweetheart. She's calling.
Yes, she is.
She's a really good soul. Okay, we're going to have to go on to our next caller real quick. This is, I don't know if I want to say her name. It's it's K-A-T-B-R-A.
Kathy.
Thank you. There you go. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What part of the country are you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland. Maryland's a very good part of the country.
It is.
And how can I help you this evening? How can I help you this evening? Well, I think I've lost your voice here. I don't know if you can hear me, Kathy. Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to just, Kathy, if you can hear me, I'm going to mute you, and I'm going to go ahead and, actually, she completely lost her signal. She was calling in from Skype. Sometimes Skype has that happen. We'll go on to the next caller. The next caller is calling in from area code 708 with a prefix of 335. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello, hello.
Hello, what's your first name?
Delphine.
Delphine. Is it Delphine or Delphi?
Delphine.
Well, welcome to the show, Delphine. It's so nice of you to call. What part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from Calumet City, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, great. And how can we help you this evening, sweetheart?
Well, I'm in the process of relocating to Houston, Texas with my daughter, my four-year-old. And I've been told that that's a good move for me because I was recently laid off. And I was just looking for an overall change in for employment opportunities and an overall better life. And I informed my daughter's father, we've never been married. And now he's trying to stop me from going by filing for joint custody. And I was wondering, is that going to prohibit me from moving, or how do you see the outcome of that?
Okay, I know what you're calling for, and I've got to ask you another question. Forgive me. Did you suffer a significant loss recently?
No.
Okay, because I'm getting somebody on the other side, and I don't normally bring them across unless the person would like to talk to them. But I do have somebody from the other side who, the second you started talking, step forward, and it is if you want me to open that communication, I will. If you don't, I will not.
Yes, you can.
Okay. The person I'm getting from the other side is, I was about to say a female, but it's coming across as male. And I'm going to ask you a silly question. Did you have a female who was a really strong energy that crossed over, that passed away, that's on the other side? So strong it might be considered a male energy?
No.
Okay. Because the person that I'm getting, it started out as female, but then it came across as a male energy, and it threw me off there for a minute, and I wasn't sure what it was. At first it came across as female, but then it immediately went to male. And usually when I see that, it's an elderly woman, so it would be like a grandmother or great-grandmother. And it's
okay,
usually somebody who would
have...
Great-grandmother, okay.
Grandmother.
Did she have a kind of strong... Was she a strong person? Like,
Yes, she was. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. That explains it. Because it's such a strong person, and it, like I said, she's female, but she takes on the male persona, not because she was like a cross-dresser or weirdo. I don't mean it that way. I just mean she was a she had to be a strong woman. She put up with a lot. She had to be strong and tough, and she sometimes had to take on the male energy to do what needed to be done. Does that make sense?
Somewhat.
Okay. She's coming across right now, and all I want to tell you is I'm going to use her exact words, which is, baby girl, everything's going to work out just fine. She wants you to know that. She's saying, baby girl, everything's going to work out just fine. I don't know if you had a lot of connection to her or if you had any connection to her, but she's just wanting you to hear those words because she's telling me you lay awake at night worrying about the situation and losing sleep, and it's not good, and she's wanting you to know it's going to work out just fine. So you might want to write down those words because they're straight from her to you, okay?
Okay, yeah. I was close to my grandmother, yes. She passed away when I was younger, but I still had a good connection with her.
And she obviously still has a very good connection with you because she is she's coming. The second I picked up the phone to you, she came across so very, very strong. And the other thing that she's saying to me, and it's not to me, is to you. You know, she's saying everything's gonna. I take on another voice sometimes. You could almost hear that. I just started. She's saying everything's gonna be just fine. Like she has a. I don't know how to. I wish I could explain how I hear the voice, like how I hear it. It's not like she's bolsterous, you know, or boisterous. She's just very, you know, she's like, everything's going to be just fine. Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, she's just so supportive of you. And she wants you to stop spending every day worrying because she feels like feels like you're not seeing what's in front of you, what's right in front of you, okay?
Right. You know, just when I was thinking about, okay, I'm moving to Houston, Texas, it's a good move, and, you know, I know she's there rooting for me, and then, you know, this happens. So I'm like, oh, no, it's like I'm almost there.
But here's the thing, okay? She's wherever you are. She says it. She's saying this is her words, not mine, forgive me. She says it's no matter whether you're in New York City or if you're in Texas, or if you're in Alaska, I'm wherever my baby girl is. That's hers. These are her words, not mine. Okay? And I always tell people to write these things down because when I repeat what they say, I don't memorize them. You could ask me 2 minutes from now, I won't know what I just said. But so make sure you're writing this down. But what she just said to you is, in essence, she's with you wherever you are. You don't have to be. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm just worried about that, you know, the situation, because I want my daughter to come with me. And,
I know you do.
You know.
I'm going to say to you that I think you're going to have to get a legal ruling in order for her to go with you with the shared custody, because I'm being shown right now that it needs to be legally stated that she can come spend a certain time of the year with you, and then maybe the summer months with him, or however it's going to happen. But I'm being told that you're going to have to get a legal ruling for that. That would have to be your next step. But I believe you can be successful in it? I'm being shown, as I like to say, off the charts positive. Yes, you will be.
Okay, because I never wanted him to deny him visitation. That wasn't the thing, but I just didn't want to. I can't see myself going without her. That's my daughter.
I understand that. Well, then my suggestion is you get on that legal situation right away, because you need to see exactly what it is that's going on so that you can decide what decision you need to make. But I do see that if you go for a legal opinion on this and get it done the right way, then you should have no trouble.
Okay.
Okay, which I think is important, because that's, you want to do it the right way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, and I believe that if you do it the right way, you're not going to have any problem at all. Okay.
All
Make
right,
sense?
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I hope this was helpful to you.
Yeah.
All righty. And you know what? You don't have to do it on the phone now. I'm gonna mute you. You're welcome to stay on the show, and you'll want to because we've got a great interview coming up with Molly Morningstar. But when I put you on mute, just say hello to your grandmother because she's right there with you, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Take care now. God bless, and thank you for calling in. All righty. That's a tough one always, you know, when you're in the middle of, you've got a divorce and you share custody, and it makes it really, really hard. So that's always a difficult one. Let's go ahead and take our next caller. Our next caller is calling in from, it looks like, area code 757 with a prefix of 344. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. Who am I speaking with?
This is Deanna.
Deanna. Well, hi, Deanna. How are you? And what part of the country are you calling from?
I'm calling from the East Coast. I'm calling from Virginia.
Virginia. Wonderful. Okay. And
yeah.
How can we help you this evening?
Well, it's a lot going on in my life, but I just opened a business last year. I got married last year on my husband's birthday in November, and I moved, and he's out of town on business since January. So I'm here with the kids alone, and he's on his way back, and I'm just kind of wondering what's going on with finances and, you know, with the business. Like, when he comes home, I want to be able to have everything taken care of, like my bills and things like that.
Right.
And, And then on top of that, our relationship, you know, do you still see it, you know, being positive? Because we went through a lot.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this, and I don't want to, but was there another person involved?
In the past?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what I'm picking up on, that other energy. So this is what I want to tell you, a couple of things. And I'm going to ask this question, and I also want to. I'm getting more than a couple of things, so I want to kind of. I'm going to shoot through these a little bit quickly, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not giving the attention, but it's just all coming at once. Okay, first of all, that situation with that other individual, I'm seeing that has been put to rest. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, well, it was more than one time, but that particular one when I was going to leave, yeah.
Yeah, the one that made you say, "That's it, I'm done," you know. Chucky boy. I don't know why I want to call him Chucky boy. What do I dare ask his initials?
SW.
Okay. All righty.
This is Chucky boy.
Yeah, that's the word I'm hearing. So what does that
Chucky.
Mean? Chucky. I can't believe that I said that. It was so inappropriate of me, but it's the words that came through, so I just said
funny.
It. So yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not here to judge.
No, that is so funny because my son is Chunky also, and I'd be like, Chunky, I don't call him Chunky, but, you know, he's also called Chunky.
You know, sometimes things, I think I'm just hearing them in my head and they're coming out my mouth, so my apologies for that. Let me ask you about your husband. Does he have something wrong with his ankles or feet or lower legs?
He keeps complaining about... I think it's knee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, then, in that case, I do see I'm feeling pain in that area, so I'm going to say yes, I do see it, and I do know that it's going on. The other thing that I'm going to say is I want you to know he's coming back, and I see you've got mixed feelings about this. It's kind of like you want him back, but you're not sure you want him back. Yeah.
No, I want him back. I do, but I just don't. I'm kind of afraid because we haven't been in the same household for months, and
uh-huh.
I just don't want to go back to the old stuff. I want him to it to be different. I feel like it will be.
Well, and he's already told you it's going to be, right? Because the angels are telling me you two have talked, and you feel like he's changed a little bit.
Yeah, a lot.
Mm-hmm. So what the angels are telling me is he's a different person than he was before, okay? He's different because he's had some things that have come down on him that have not been, you know, great. It's been hard. but also some good things. But what I'm here to tell you is I do see that he is, when he comes back into town, I feel like there are some things you guys are going to have to work out. But remember, you know, he hasn't been there in a while. So it's kind of, sometimes it's exciting, but also a little awkward when you haven't seen him for a while and then they're back in town. And I deal with this a lot when I deal with folks in the military. So I'm going to tell you it's the same thing for you. Like, he's coming back into town, and you need him to be there in a lot of different ways. And you need to be for him to be kind of upfront and honest, but you also need him to be there financially for you. So there's a lot of different things that he needs to be stepping up to the plate for. I see that he's going to be capable of doing all those things, okay?
He has been. He has been. I'm so proud of him.
Yeah, see, because he's changed. He's changed, Deanna, so you don't have to worry. So what I'm going to tell you is the only thing is, because you two are kind of like merging back together again, I want you to take a deep breath when things happen that upset you, and I want you to take 24 hours before you respond to them. I want you to process it a little bit because I feel like that's going to be very, very important to you, okay?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, right? Because,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, okay. Because, Deanna, you're a sweetheart, but let me tell you something. I know when something gets under your skin. Correct me if I'm wrong here, okay? Hell has no fury like Deanna getting ticked off. Am I right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
I can, like, feel that so strong. And I'm going to tell you that I would never want to get on your wrong side, and I'm sure he's not going to want to get on your side, wrong side either. So I'm not too worried about that. Yeah. You're going to do fine, sweetie. Don't worry. Just give him a little time to adjust to being back together with you in the same, you know, the same environment, you know, because that always takes a little bit of getting, you know, used to, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't know how. I don't want to be too overbearing.
Well, yeah, I know. I could see you maybe being a little overbearing, and that's where, you know, you need to take a deep breath. You know how, like, sometimes we think things, and as we're thinking it, it's coming out our mouths, just like I did to you? And, you know, there you go. That explains it. I always say the angels always give me, they validate everything, and I think they're validating this message to you by actually having me gone and done that. Because that's not like me. I don't think I've ever done anything like that on the show. So I think the fact that I did say that, what it says to me is that this is kind of important for you to hold back and not say certain things until it's appropriate for you to say them. And if you're not sure, just don't say them, okay?
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Yes, it makes sense. And did you pick up anything about my business being okay?
Your business is going to be okay. And I don't know what business you have or what you do, but I see you working with your hands. Do you want to enlighten me a little bit on that?
I have a salon. I'm a hairstylist.
Ah, that's it.
There you go.
I see your hands going and like. I kept seeing your fingers, and actually, if I look at your fingers now, it looks almost like they're cutting like a scissor, but I couldn't tell that. I could just tell you were working with your hands. So thank you for filling in that piece of the puzzle with me. Your salon is doing okay, but it's going to continue to grow. I want you to know that too, okay? It is going to continue to grow, so don't worry about that, because that's the other thing you tend to do is you worry, and you think that by worrying it's going to make it get better. But can I share a secret with you? You could worry enough for the rest of the world, and you will never worry enough to make things change just by your worrying.
Yeah. I figured that out myself.
See?
That's funny.
That's funny that
you said that, because I looked online, and it was a Bible verse, and it said, worry about nothing, pray about everything.
You know,
and I'm like, yeah, I'm starting to get it now, you know.
Yeah, you know, and it's so true.
A little bit. I'm trying to get it. One more thing. Do you see more people coming in the salon to work?
I see them coming in, but I don't see another. I see more people coming in probably the end of mid-October. I see a lot more coming in. And that's because business is going to get busy. But here's the good part. You know how you get busy sometimes for the holidays and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to stay busy. Okay? Mm. So keep that in mind. So
No, I was meaning two more employees.
That's what I mean too. I see more employees coming in. I don't know if you have somebody that's already scheduled to come in now. I can't tell, but I do see you have more employees coming in around the end of October.
Okay. And you see my car caught on fire. Do you see another car?
No, but honey, I see a lot of smoke. Hold on a second. Was it smoking like crazy?
Yes. Like
it
crazy.
Was, yeah.
It was.
Oh my! I see it. I mean, it's like
it was the actual door. The car had a Lexus, and I don't know what happened. I'm like, I don't what happened, but it was the side door. I think it was electrical, and they just totaled it out. And now I'm driving Sean's car, and you know, and I know I'm gonna need my car later on. You know, another car.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you, first of all, if you're driving a Lexus, that baby should come with a fire extinguisher, don't you think?
I would think so, too.
Okay, my daddy used to say that a Jaguar has to come with one of those wreckers, you know, what do you call it, tow truck.
A tow truck?
He used to say if you own one, because I always wanted to own a Jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
He used to say, honey, if you buy a Jaguar, it's got to come with a tow truck, because you're going to be calling one all the time. And
yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not, but I can tell you that, because I never owned a Jaguar. But I'm going to tell you, you are going to get another car, but I see that's going to take just a few more weeks. Are you looking at about 4 weeks for that new car to come in?
Well, my husband is like, no, don't, you know, we don't need another car, no, but I really want me another car, you know.
Well,
and
you do need
he
another
has a car.
He just
bought like an older model truck for him to drive to work, so I can drive his car. But I do want my own car.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. I think you need your own car because you need it spiritually. Let me explain what I mean. That sounds weird. What do you mean she needs a car spiritually? This is what I mean. If you don't have your own car, you don't feel like you have your freedom. You don't feel like you have your get up and go when you want to get up and go. And
yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're going to get up and go, but without it, you're going to feel very constricted. So I don't care what kind of car it is, you know. I mean, I know you're used to driving a Lexus, and they're beautiful cars and all. I don't care what kind of car it is, but you need to get yourself another car. Otherwise, you're going to feel restricted, and that's not going to be a good thing for you at all.
Yeah, I mean, he's letting me drive his car, you know, and he's driving another car. But I just want my own car that's mine.
I got
right?
it. And listen, you've been kind of independent here for many months. You don't want that taken away from you. So my advice to you is get yourself a car. I see that within 4 weeks. The angels are showing me 4-6, 4-6. So I'm going to say 4 to 6 weeks. I think you'll be able to accomplish that goal, okay? But don't overextend yourself too much on that, okay?
Yeah, I'm not. Will it be nice like my car? You feel like it will be nicer?
Yeah, I think it'll be, well, it'll be nicer than the car that burnt up because it's kind of sooty, right? I'm not going to say it'll be a lot nicer than what you had, but it'll definitely get you where you need to go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, is that all the angels have to tell me?
Hold on a second. Let me take a look here. No, that's not all they have to tell you. They're also telling me that there's been a healing taking place within your environment. Okay? And when they show me that, I don't think that it has to do with health so much as it does the relationship between your husband and yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I'm going to tell you that's where I kind of feel this is going. I feel like that's where the healing's taking place. And I feel like you've spoken the truth, and that's really important, because if you didn't, you're going to feel like you're being stepped on, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're going in the right direction, so don't worry, okay?
Okay, we'll be fine.
You know, it's funny. I really think you're going to be fine, and I don't want you to worry about it, okay?
Okay. And you don't see any more keys?
Right now, I do not.
Okay. Okay.
But I do smell lavender really strong. Why is that? The scent of lavender really strong.
I don't know. Oh, in my bathroom upstairs, I had a lavender air freshener.
Okay.
I really, you know.
Okay, because I smell it really strong. Did you just go up there?
No. Yeah, I was just up there. I was just up there.
Again, the smell of lavender, I had to say it. So there you go. All right.
And you,
go ahead, sweetie.
I'm sorry. This led my last question. When we just moved into this house, and so do you feel like that we're going to stay here a while or buy the house, or you feel like we're going to buy something else?
I feel
else,
like you're going to stay there, and I think I don't know if you're on a lease option or you have an option, lease with an option to buy, which is
mm-hmm.
what I'm sensing. And I think that you are going to be able to purchase that house. Things are about to change for you financially for the better, and this is a good thing. So this is your what I call gathering time, because I see, like, you know, like sometimes the wave starts to come in, and if you ride it for as long as you can, everything goes really well. I want you to ride this wave that's coming in because it's a good one, okay?
I will.
All right, sweetie. Listen, thank you so much for calling in. Feel free to stay on the line. I'll mute you, but we've got a really good interview coming up now with Molly Morningstar, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you. Take care. God bless. Okay, everybody, we've got several more callers on the line. We are definitely going to get to everyone. Let me just see here. I want to make sure I can get to everyone. I think I can get to every single person that's on the line tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this wonderful interview with Molly Morningstar. You're going to love her, and you're going to probably want to catch one of her lectures where she does some medium work. She works as a medium. She's awesome. She's funny. And she's very endearing. So I'm going to play that interview now, and then I'll be back, and I will be taking lots more calls.
And I'm Dr. Ginny, and I'm here with my co-host Jessica, and we want to welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe Molly Morningstar. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Dr. Ginny. It's nice to be here.
I love that you're taking the time to speak with us tonight. You just got done doing a wonderful lecture here in Orlando, Florida, and you're currently touring the country. Can you tell the listeners exactly what you do?
Well, I'm an evidential psychic medium. So what that means specifically is that I connect with loved ones who have passed away. So rather than the typical meaning of a psychic where somebody would connect with you and tell you about things about yourself, past, present, future, I actually connect directly with the souls of the departed.
Okay.
In order to validate the existence of the afterlife.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I've not heard the word evidential. Does that mean just kind of providing evidence that they're there?
Exactly.
Okay.
Evidence would be small, lesser-known facts, things that I like to joke around and say are non-Googleable.
Yes,
right?
True.
Mm-hmm. Right? Little things that will come through for people that will give them, that comfort of knowing without any doubt of exactly who we're connecting with and that this person has survived the change we call death, and that they're still connected to their loved ones in order to instigate healing.
Wonderful. Okay. And so when people come to one of your lectures, do you explain to them what it's like to have intuition and how you started being able to become a medium?
I do. I do my best to explain to people not only my story about how I became a medium, but I really, you know, have a double purpose with every group that I do, and that's to help people understand how they connect,
mm-hmm.
as well as giving them a moment, to have that validation through me. But the thing about mediumship is a medium doesn't instigate a visit with a loved one. We validate it. Your loved ones will always be connected to you no matter what. If you never have a reading or never get a connection through a medium, your loved ones will still be with you. So it's so important that when you are grieving and you're looking for those signs that you educate yourself about how the connection really works.
Okay, that makes sense. Do you feel that a lot of the people that come to your group talks are maybe looking to have that intuitive connection themselves, or more are they looking to connect with those who have already crossed over?
I would say probably 90% of the people who come to my groups are people who are looking to connect with a loved one, and the other 10% are other psychics and mediums who want to know what I do.
Okay, which totally makes sense. That totally makes sense.
And I love going to see a medium work.
Yeah.
You know, when
well,
I have the opportunity. Yeah. I was into Chicago a few weekends ago to see John Holland, and mm-hmm. it was really wonderful to be on the other side of the stage for a while.
I bet. When you were on it, what did you notice specifically being on the other side of the stage, having always been in front of everybody? And you've done this, I mean, you've literally done thousands of readings.
Right.
So what was it that you noticed when you were able to sit back and watch somebody else that was really significant?
Well, what I really liked about John's style is he's very deliberate in his delivery with spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also an evidential medium, and he trained at the same school that I went to, Arthur Findlay College in England. And he's all about providing the evidence of the afterlife. So, you know, what we want to do is allow your loved ones in heaven to do the work, to give us the information, rather than asking many questions of the people. Let the medium connect. And it's wonderful to watch John work, because he's very slow and deliberate, and he talks out loud to the people in heaven a lot, and I found that to be different from my style.
Yeah.
Because he's cute, because he's like, okay, hold on there, honey, and then he'll, you know, and he's talking to the air, and it's great.
Yeah.
You know, he's
yeah.
really, really a nice guy, but I enjoyed watching his demonstration a lot.
Neat. Now, I know you just mentioned the Arthur Findlay College in England. Now, you've had the opportunity to go there. What was that like?
Well, I remember the night before I left, the first time I went. It was actually my flight departed on the 4th of July from Chicago.
Oh, wow.
And, of course, nighttime flights to England and mm-hmm. Europe, they all leave between 6 and 9 p.m. So I was absolutely petrified. Okay,
really?
Because I had just opened up to mediumship. My opening was very sudden, and it was only a month later I found myself going to England, and I knew that I could get help there, but my idea of what was going to happen was that I would learn how to figure it out and turn it off and get rid of it, because it came on so suddenly.
Right.
So I remember taking off on that flight, going above Chicago, and looking down at the fireworks.
Yeah.
As I was going, and I just knew it was a really significant moment. But I was really terrified, because I thought for sure I was going to meet up with a bunch of people in long skirts that smelled like incense and hemp with lots of bangly beads. You know, and I'm not that girl. I'm
right. You're yes.
That's
exactly.
not me.
That's not
and I was really worried about that, and that I was mm-hmm. going to be, you know, taken into a séance, and that it was going to be really freaky, and things were going to be flying across the room, and really, within an hour or two of getting there and just seeing the other people that you're with, you realize, oh, you're home.
Right.
You're in a great place.
So you just felt like that's where you belonged. And from that point forward, do you feel like, and I want to ask this question, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but most of the people that I've ever spoken to that either have was born with this gift or came into it at a certain point in their life like you did, their biggest desire, more than anything else, was to be able to help other people. Would you say that's part of what that burning desire is in you and has been in you?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's funny because, again, I became a medium very suddenly. And then when this happened, I had initially found Arthur Findlay College, and I thought for sure they could teach me to get rid of it. And I really did.
Yeah.
Really did.
Yeah.
Like, okay, it turned on. Great. We just learned how to turn it off. And the very first connection I did was super, super interesting and very significant. So I had a tutor from Scotland sit down with me the first day I was there. And she said to me, okay, come on, I'm going to show you how to do this. And she called me Hen, right?
Yeah.
And she says, Hen, now tell me, do you have a man or a woman with you? And I look around the room and I'm like, I don't have anybody here.
Yeah.
And she says, no, you see them in your mind. She goes, how do you feel? They're with you. Their soul is with you. How do you feel? And I still was confused.
Right.
And she said, so do you feel soft and feminine, or do you feel, you know, masculine and broad shoulders? And I said, well, I feel soft and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay, so you have a woman with you. And I went along with her, okay, because
sure.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And then she says to me, well, ask her what her name is. And I'm listening. And that's all I hear is nothing. And she says, no, she goes, Hen, she'll tell you in your mind. You'll hear it as a thought. And I thought, okay. So the name Mavis pops up into my head. So I just
wow.
repeat it, right? That's an unusual name for
sure,
America.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, Mavis was my mother.
Wow.
And there we were
there
off
you
and
go.
Rolling.
That's it.
So, you know, a couple minutes later, I left that room shaking my head like, what the hell just happened there?
Yeah, what was that all about?
Right? And I realized that I just connected this woman to her mother who was deceased. And,
wow.
You know, over the course of the next few days, I began to realize that I was given this very, very special ability, and I was given it at a very high level.
Yeah.
And I began to see what I was able to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when the light came on.
Yeah. Wow. That you can help people, and you could use this gift. And now you knew how to also bring the gift in further, right? So
Yeah. So, you know, it's been a very strange path.
I can imagine. I can only imagine. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like, and I think the coolest thing is that you wake up with this gift one day, and you know, you don't go to like, you know, community college. You don't go to state university. You just go to like Harvard, like the school. You know what I mean? For this kind of thing.
Well, it was again. All I can say is that if anything should have been different, it would have been different. I literally. I had a dream that I met a person in my dream who took my hand. They smiled at me and said, "Everything's going to be okay. I'm from Boston."
Oh,
okay.
Right.
So a few days later, I was looking online on Amazon at books about mediums, and I was reading in somebody's biography, and this man is from Boston. And I looked at his picture, and I was like, "Holy gosh, it's the guy in the dream." Well, it was John Holland, the guy that I went to see in Chicago.
Sure,
right?
Yeah.
I recognized him from my dream, and he is from Boston.
Wow.
And right after that, it said, and John Holland went to the Arthur Findlay College in the UK. So 3 seconds later, I Googled it.
Of course.
Pulled up the thing. 24 hours later, my flight was booked. The classes were booked. A friend literally gave me the money to go. $4,000. Here you go. Have some money. I'm broker than a joker.
Wow.
I'm like, what? I did not. Literally, that's why on that flight to England, I was sitting there shaking my head like, what the hell is going on? I'm on a flight to England. The boss of the band. You know,
Jeez.
So, but all I can say, I've got that distance behind me now. I've got the perspective. And if anything was meant to be different, it would have been different.
Well, you certainly don't put the pro in procrastination, do you? Because
no, I never have either. You know, I never have. If there's something to do, you just do it.
You just do it. Okay.
Yeah.
To the best of your knowledge, is there anyone in your family or in your family lineage that has these abilities?
To the best of my knowledge, no.
No.
Not
okay.
That I know of.
Well, who knows? Maybe the next one will wake up with it, too.
Now, I will say this. I was brought up mostly, you know, in a divided family. My parents were divorced, and my stepmother has always been a deeply, deeply spiritual person, and I've always had a very close connection to her, and she's really the one that saved me when I first opened up, because she was the one who already had that deep spirituality.
Right.
So she's not have any special abilities per se, but she certainly is a person who wrapped me up in her love and took care of me pretty much my whole life, but especially when this happened.
When this happened.
So at least
yeah.
I had something.
Right, something to hold on to.
I really did. Somebody
yeah.
who, you know, she was the one person who didn't say, oh, you went nuts.
Right. Well, because you can feel that way when you're getting these overwhelming thoughts and feelings
right.
and images.
I mean, I lost a lot of friends and a lot of family. They just turned around and walked away. You know, you went crazy.
Right. Now, have any of them come back?
Yes.
Yes. Good. Thank
yes,
goodness.
My brother.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
And you know what they say, those who were friends and went away were probably not friends you wanted to keep anyway.
Right.
You know?
But you know what? The thing is I don't blame any of them.
Because
my story is a tall tale.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
understandable.
It's crazy.
Understandable.
You can't hang with me, I understand.
And appreciate it and love them anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't blame anyone. So, but it's all good now.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. When you're doing readings, tonight we had a pretty full house, and you know, you have to talk and say a lot of things to people and give them the messages that you're hearing. Do you ever have to deliver a message that's less than positive?
Well, that's interesting. I have a little agreement with Spirit that the minute that they bring through something that is not a positive or uplifting message for somebody is the last day that I do this work.
Okay.
So,
okay,
so,
I like that.
So understanding now that, you know, because they take my threats seriously upstairs.
Right, okay.
Because I have any control over anything. No, I have not received messages for anyone that were not positive in nature.
Okay.
And this is very interesting because recently I had a woman in Green Bay, Wisconsin, who told me that she received a message in a dream from her mother-in-law who had passed that was not positive. And I said to her, well, what did your mother-in-law say to you?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, she came up to me in the dream and she hugged me and she said, things are going to get worse. And I said, okay, well, tell me what happened then.
Yeah.
And she said, well, somebody was diagnosed with cancer, and somebody died, and this really bad thing happened. Somebody declared bankruptcy. And I said, okay, so your mother-in-law, who you had a very good relationship with, came forward, and she said to you, things are going to get worse. But they actually did. So is that a negative message?
Or a truthful one.
Right.
It's a truthful message, and it's brought forward in a way that was very plainly delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a way it was her mother-in-law's spirit coming through to say, heads up.
Right. Yeah, you know, and maybe take a deep breath. It is going to get worse. And be prepared.
Yeah.
And sometimes that means maybe if you know things are going to get really difficult in your life, maybe you don't spread yourself too thin. Maybe she was about to make plans that would have spread herself too thin, and so that was her way of maybe being notified, you know, hold up on these things, you know, I've got to hunker down, so to speak.
Well, a lot of people are actually really scared to come for a reading for two main reasons. One, they're afraid that their loved ones are going to yell at them and say, I'm disappointed in you, and I can say honestly that that has never happened, ever.
Of course.
What mostly comes through is that your loved ones will come through and say, I'm not disappointed in you, I understand what you've been struggling with. They get it. And then the other reason people are scared is because they are afraid that they're going to get some kind of negative prediction. And I don't predict anything.
Right.
I mean, occasionally some sort of information about the future comes through, but it's never like, hey, you know what, somebody's going to be in a car accident in August.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
No. You don't get that kind of crap in a reading.
No.
That would never come through.
No, not in a real reading.
You know, related to the way this woman received a dream where her mother-in-law said, things are going to get worse. Again, it's not like the mother-in-law comes and puts all this panic around. It's just a very simple statement, and it's not specific. It's really a supportive thing. So there really isn't nothing that comes through in a meeting or a reading or anything that would be negative.
Okay, very good.
And I really wouldn't do the work if it was. I'm not here to spread bad feelings.
No,
I would end it immediately.
Absolutely, which makes total sense. Have you ever been at a venue and started to talk with the group and just not gotten anything? Have you ever gotten up there and just, I guess for me, I'm thinking what it must be like to get in front of a room, and then what happens if it just doesn't come that day? Because we all have bad days. You know, we all have days at work.
Or if you get in touch with someone and can't find the person that they're connected with.
Which is a follow-up question, so I'll ask that with it. Because sometimes, you know, as we actually saw tonight, you're delivering a message, and the person's just shaking their head going, No, you know, and so how do you handle that? Because you know the message is valid and it's real, and you know it's for this person.
Okay, that's a very good series of questions. So first of all, I've never been in a situation where somebody wasn't there to communicate, either in a private reading or even in a group. So getting up in front of a crowd has never scared me because there's so many people knocking on my door that it's a matter of getting them to line up.
Got it, okay.
Not that there's not going to be anybody there. In group readings, what we have to understand is that we've got a group. And a lot of times people, it's funny, they come to a group and they don't speak up. So what I have found, because real recently in Chicago, I was doing a group reading, and I had a connection to the name of Pat, and this woman raised her hand and said, yeah, my mom was Pat. And I said, well, she's showing me carousel. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, no, that doesn't make any sense. But she was, you know, really wanting to take this message. And I said, well, she keeps showing me these carousels. So I think to myself, okay, well, maybe I need to interpret the carousel. And I said, well, are things very fast-paced in your house? Is it like a constant motion? And she goes, well, maybe. And then, okay, now, fast forward, end of the reading, lady comes up to me. She says, well, this other lady, I didn't want to butt in on the message. She goes, but my mom was Pat, and she actually collected carousels, and we had 15 of them on the table for her.
Oh, my God.
So in a group reading, if somebody's not accepting a message, and if it doesn't make sense for you, you really shouldn't take it. It is for somebody else in that room, and maybe they're not speaking up, or, you know, most of the message should make sense. 80% of a connection should make sense. Sometimes there's some details that you need to validate. So if I seem to run into an impasse, I just deliver the message as I'm given it, because I know that somebody in that room or that person will validate it without a doubt. I get these morning after emails all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Molly, I'm so sorry, I totally forgot. But blah, 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 blah. Or I called my mom last night, and she said, we do have a great Aunt Helen.
Right.
So it's really about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust those people upstairs 100%. So
I
have to do is deliver what I get, that's all I have to do is deliver it with as little interpretation as possible.
Okay, wonderful. And if somebody wants to get a hold of you and either get a private reading or attend one of your events, how would they do that?
Well, first place to start is my website, because that's where everything gets updated all the time, and that's just my name, mollymorningstar.com. They can book readings online or give a call to my assistant. She can help get you booked, and there's always a list of updates there about where I'm going to be next. And on Facebook, of course, where I'm Psychic Medium Molly Morningstar.
Okay, Psychic Medium Molly Morningstar.
Yep.
And that's Molly with a M-O-L-L-I-E. Let's make sure
that's
we say that.
Right.
And Morningstar is two separate words. So if you Google that, which I happen to do, you come up and your site comes up, which is great. So if folks want to get a hold of you that way, they can. Where are your next tour dates that are coming up? So if somebody wants to maybe come out and see you.
Great. I will be in Madison, Wisconsin next weekend, Denver, Colorado, coming up after that, then Milwaukee, then Chicago, and I can't even remember. I know I'm going to be at the Center for Intuitive Advancement in Omaha, Nebraska, coming up in July.
Oh, cool.
Appleton, Wisconsin in June.
Okay.
And later this summer, Seattle. Oh, and in Arizona, June 1st, I've got a really nice workshop, a day-long workshop, Saturday, June 1st, with author Mark Ireland.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be doing a workshop for explorers and beginners, people who perhaps have lost a loved one or think they might have some ability, teach you the basics of how to connect, and I'll be doing a demonstration then too.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't thank you enough for letting us in tonight and taking a few minutes and talk with us now. Truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, for coming. I really appreciate the chance.
And you're back live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. That was our wonderful chat with Molly Morningstar of mollymorningstar.com. Awesome medium, awesome person, fun, great.
She's so fun. And we went to her show, and we sat through the whole thing, and it was so entertaining.
Yeah, and it's one of those, you know, like if you go to John Edwards or one of those, that you sit there and you're like, if they don't choose you,
right?
If they don't
right.
read for you, then, like, the person sometimes feels like, you know,
Yeah, but, I mean, she didn't choose us.
No.
Because we were actually there just as guests.
Right.
And it was so entertaining.
Yeah, that's
I mean,
that's,
there were some people, I just wanted to cry.
I know, but it was so fulfilling because you saw her helping other people. And just to have a window into watching somebody's life change because the person they love so dearly, now they know for sure with validation because she is an evidential medium.
Right,
which means
right.
she provides evidence that, well, like she said,
right.
other people on the other side. So for them to see and know that their loved one is there, it's so neat. And so that's what I was saying. With John Edwards, a lot of times people go to see him and it's like, I've seen them leave not so happy. Not
well,
that he's not a great, he's great with what he
he's
does.
He's wonderful.
But Molly is so interactive.
Yes.
And so lighthearted and so down to earth.
And she really connects personally with
the people. So it was really good. So, I mean, kudos to John, but Molly also does a fabulous job, I have to say. And very entertaining. So if you all want to find out where she's going to be next, go to her website, or you could reach her at 920-918-2121. And I want to mention, don't forget, Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have Dania Mitchell coming on. She is a certified community herbalist. She's from Enchanted Botanicals. She mixes herbs and teas and tinctures and salves without the L. but she's awesome, and she's also going to, per my request, tell us a little bit about mixing sacred herbs and what we need to do to be able to cleanse our environment.
Yeah.
I know we had a caller tonight who had a new home, one that's going to be moving to a new home. Sometimes we want to make sure our environment is only filled with positive and good energy, and she'll tell us how we can make that happen, too, so that'll be kind of exciting.
Oh, and I have a lot of questions prepared for her.
Oh, good. Well, I hope our callers call in, and also she has an apothecary of medicinal herbs, and she is inviting people to call in. And, folks, I'm not kidding. Call in on Wednesday night. Call in on this show number, 323-679-0882. Call in about 10 of 8 to make sure you get in the queue because I'm going to tell you right now, you can ask her just about any kind of question that might have something to do with a health or memories or energy or anxiety, and she has something that she can recommend and guide you to something that will enhance your health and your feelings of calmness and serenity, etc. So I really recommend that you tune in next Wednesday night as well. Let's go ahead and just take our very next caller here, which is calling from area code 203 with a prefix of 551. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Shantae.
Shantae, how are you, Shantae? You've called in before. How can we help you this evening?
Well, I was looking for work, and also I'm having a hard time choosing a career.
Okay. Well, let me take a look on the career here. Have you thought about going into the medical field in some way, shape, or form?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of seeing that that is the right direction for you, but I feel like you commit and then you uncommit. You commit and uncommit. Does this make sense in some way?
I don't know. Like, I thought about the medical field, but I wasn't sure what in the medical field I wanted to do.
Well, I'm seeing a couple of different things for you. And I know this sounds really weird, but I'm getting the impression that when you're on your feet too much, your back starts to hurt. Is that true?
My back, but mostly my feet.
Yeah, okay. So here's the thing. They're telling me you shouldn't be like an RN because that's probably not the best thing for you. They're actually suggesting like an ultrasound technician, something in that field. That's actually...
I remember I had you before, and I didn't get the ultrasound. I got denied, and then I got denied again.
So you did try. I got the same message for you before when you've called in? Wow. Okay, when I keep getting the same message like that, it means that you need to keep trying. Did they tell you what the reason for the declination was?
They said... the classes were that it was low and that I could take them over and stuff like that.
I don't understand. In other words,
it's very competitive, so they're not choosing, like, the computer is going by like a score system.
Okay. And so you have to take a test, like an entry exam?
No. It's just you have to have all your classes done, you have to volunteer, you have to have a certain GPA, and they only choose 12 people out of like 200 applications.
Okay. I can only tell you what the angels show me, and it's odd that they keep showing. I mean, I remember your name. Out of the thousands and thousands of readings that I do, I don't remember what they recommend, but they seem to keep recommending the exact same thing.
And I remember I was supposed to get in, but I didn't.
Okay, well, what I'm going to tell you is that I do still see this for you. So I can't come off of what the angels are saying. I can only tell you and share with you what the angels are saying to me. So that's why I say this. And I would say, do you need clarification on it? But I know you don't. You know, and by the way, for the people in our chat room, when I say, does this make sense, the reason why I do say this to our callers is because I want to make sure that they understand what it is that the message is that's being delivered by the angels. And I would really say that to our caller right now, I don't even have to ask if this makes sense. You know it's the direction you're supposed to go in. It might be competitive. Do what you have to make it less competitive for you. In other words, to give yourself the opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I wouldn't be able to do that this year because I'm already in school for something else. So I'll have to wait.
Okay, but I think good things are worth waiting for. You obviously had an interest in it yourself or you wouldn't have even have gone in that direction, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
And now I'm in the creative direction.
Okay. And in the creative direction, are you enjoying it?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. In the creative direction, are you feeling as if it's fun, but maybe not a career?
I thought of it as a career. It's hard to be stable career, but
yep.
As a career.
I know, because that's what I'm getting. I'm getting that it's a lot of fun for you, and you enjoy doing it. But the problem is, are you going to have steady work on it? And what I'm saying is it's always going to be cryptic, meaning not steady. You're not going to know. You're not going to be able to rely on a regular paycheck. It'll be kind of hit or miss. But I think you can stay on the creative side while you're putting the odds in your favor, getting your ducks lined up. So the next time you go around, for the other position that I recommended you get into, you have a better shot at it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good. All right, Shante, listen, thank you so much for calling in tonight. I truly appreciate you returning to the show, and I want you to know I'm praying for you. I want you to be able to get into that field because I just know it's right. I know the angels would not, after all this time, keep repeating the same thing over and over again if they didn't feel it was the right move for you. So sometimes, like I said, things worth having are worth fighting for.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, honey. God bless and take care. Thanks for calling in. All righty. You know, that's always a hard one, right, Jess? You know, I can't remember every reading that I do. I mean, I wish I could.
Of course not. Of course not.
I remember the names. But when the angels keep coming back with the same...
Well, you know, there are other schools that you can go to. She sounds like she's trying for the same school.
Right.
And I know here in Florida there are many different schools that offer the ultrasound program.
Right.
The local hospital actually has,
yes,
that same program, and it is competitive. But, you know, why not try several different schools?
I would agree, and I also would agree that if you want something, like you said, you'll go to the other schools. You'll
right.
reach out. You'll maybe travel a further distance. The point is, it's something she's obviously interested in, and it's something the angels repeatedly have pointed her in the same direction.
Right.
And I call that, you know, the get hit in the head with the club moment. Because when the angels keep pointing you in that direction, and, you know, it just means it's right. And it also means sometimes we've got to fight for what we want. You know, if we want concert tickets, We will watch the clock. We'll do whatever we have to. We plan the day when the tickets go on sale. We make sure we have the money. We make sure
mm-hmm.
that we're the first caller to call in because they sometimes sell out in 2 minutes. The point is, if we would just put half the amount of effort into the jobs that we're hoping to get or the education to get the ultimate job that we want, we'd do a lot better off. And I know she has the ability to do that. I really hope that she does something like that. And I think also she needs to look at, and somebody's saying in the chat room that in Connecticut the schools are not accredited. And so that is, you know, that's you were even looking at some
well,
of that.
And I actually did look at some of the programs, and there are quite a few non-accredited colleges, and
right.
there's no point in going to a non-accredited school because there's nothing you can do with that kind of degree.
Right, and you'll not only put in the time, the effort, but worse, the money.
Right.
And so that you deplete your funds and you can't, and then you can't, you're not licensed.
Because, right, you're not licensed,
not
and
verified.
No one's going to accept this education you have, so you've just wasted your time.
Right. So I want to thank Starro, too, for bringing that point out. So we want to make sure that Shante takes a look at that as well, because that is an important factor to consider when you're looking
right.
at these things.
Right,
you know? Okay, very good. Let's go ahead and take our very next caller, which is calling from area code 505 with a prefix of 867, and hopefully we'll be able to open that up. And great, you're live with the Christian Psychic. Well, no, you're not live with the Christian Psychic Cafe. Let me try that again. 505-867, you're live with the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Well, hello. What's your first name?
I'm Patricia, and the
Patricia.
Interview with Molly was so fascinating. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh, you're so welcome. She's an amazing woman and an amazing medium as well.
Yes, it was wonderful listening to her. I do have a question for you to see what you see for me spiritually. I have been conversing with a gentleman online, and actually there were two of them, but one dropped off. And I'm just, you know, in the mode of having friends and making friends, and just it's spiritual. But I wanted to see what you see about around that, or if it's something that I need to drop off, and or if there's somebody else.
Okay. I'll be happy to. I'm going to ask you to do something for me because I'm going to ask you to rub your hands together for 1 minute. I know this might seem odd. You
that's
haven't
okay.
been in touch with anybody that's done anything like tarot type thing, correct?
Been in touch with
anybody who's doing
okay.
anything on the negative. I'm sure you haven't. I could tell you haven't been. But I'm having you rub your hands together. Now I want you to hold your palms up towards the sky. And I want you to count back from 5 to 1 with me. You ready?
Okay.
Okay, 5.
5.
4.
4.
3.
3.
2. 1.
2. 1.
Okay. The reason why I had you do that is because I was sensing something, which is a good thing, but I want to ask you about this because it increases my energy. Why do I feel like you're somehow, are you very interested in the holistic field? And or have you been joining some things in that, or have you done something in that recently?
No, I am a very holistic person. I read a lot about it, and just a lot of things come to me naturally. So it's just, you know, for myself, and I share a lot of my self-taught knowledge to people.
Right. I sense it. I mean, it's literally pouring out of every fiber of your being. You're a very kind and compassionate individual, and I feel like you're highly connected and highly intuitive, and I know I'm not the first person to have told you that, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. Okay, so you're talking about two gentlemen. One is not of interest for you, and the other one is of interest for you. And what I can say to you is this. The newer one, does he have some kind of artistic flair to him?
Now we're talking about the person online, right?
I'm not sure which one I'm talking about. I'm sensing one who has an artistic flair. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question about him. Does his emotions kind of go up and down a little bit? Have you talked to him long enough to notice that?
It's hard to tell. It's just by email, so it's a little hard to tell.
Okay. I feel like there's a kind of a connection between you two. Okay. Now, is this the one you were more interested in or not really?
Well, I connected for friendship. I was not at all. He pursued me because we live in the same area, and I would never have pursued him for different reasons. I just didn't have that interest. But it seems like I'm starting to become interested.
I feel it. I feel the connection, and that's why I have to say. And he is an artist in some way, shape, or form, or has a connection to that. Is that correct?
I don't know too much about him, but in the profile, I saw the word art, artistic.
Because I feel that. So what I'm going to say to you is, I feel like you two are almost being guided to each other. It's kind of like, I can't believe I'm about to use this example, but maybe it'll mean something to you. It's like two ships in the night in the middle of the ocean, yet you, but both your bows will pass. Does that make sense? And why would I see two ships in the night? That just sounds so stupid to me. But it's what's coming to my mind, okay? And I don't. That may have some significance to you in some way, shape, or form. Or maybe it's the way you would have described it. But that's kind of how I feel it. It's like out of the whole great big ocean, it's a foggy night, and yet both of you are on a different ship going in opposite directions, yet your bows are going to pass. Because they're supposed to, because you're supposed to make a connection with this gentleman. And I'm going to be telling you now, as you well know, as you've probably told others, when we're least looking for that kind of interaction is when we find it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know you're not looking
that makes
for
sense.
Okay. I mean, I know that's not what you're, but you're quite drawn to him. Are you concerned now that interest on his side isn't being reciprocated, or that you've miscued it?
I don't know what to make of it. I feel that maybe, well, on my part, I just didn't want to go there because, you know, I have to be sure. You know what I mean?
I understand.
And
I understand.
I'm not sure what he feels, but the conversation is okay. The conversation's good, but I've never done this before. So
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a silly question. I got two questions. Talk to me, children. Do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay. Is that a concern for you?
Being around children?
Mm-hmm.
I love children.
Okay. But they keep shoving it back at me. Did you want children?
I never had the maternal instinct. So when I was married, I didn't want to have children.
Mm-hmm.
But I gravitate towards them, and they gravitate towards me. Actually, I just declined a position that was dealing with children.
Why, if I may ask?
Well, there was a lot of paperwork involved, and it seemed like there was just too much to wrap my mind around it. There was too much responsibility, paperwork, and a lot of red tape around it. And all I wanted to do was connect with the children, and I didn't want to have nothing to do with the paperwork side of it. Because I felt that that would take away from, you know, the love and the compassion that I have
mm-hmm.
towards
understood.
The children. It would just take away from the joy.
Mm-hmm.
So
I
I'm hoping
like
that there would be something
really
else.
Yeah, I feel like you need to be involved in with children. That's the message that I was getting, and that's why they keep throwing it back in my face. Like, I'm like, okay, let's move on to the guy now. Let's move on. And they're like, let's talk about the children. And so I have to say that apparently the message that I'm getting here very strongly is that you need to be involved with children because it will fill your heart with 10 times the amount of effort that you put out you'll get back. It will be that good for you, and it will be that good for them too. But it's really important that you do that. And I don't know if you're a teacher or involved in social work or something of that nature, but it's just really important that you consider finding something where you can work with children because it's, frankly, it's right up your alley is what I'm being told. Okay?
Yeah, I just felt like that door closed on me, and then I did pursue another volunteer position because I feel like if I volunteer my time, that's where I could give my love and compassion, and I don't have to worry about all the other stuff. I can just concentrate.
Yeah, exactly.
But I did consider something, and that door closed. I never received any word back. So I don't know what's going on. I know I have something to give, but maybe the time is just not here, or maybe the outlet or the organization has not appeared yet. I don't know.
Just know that the angels are validating that working with children is a wise choice for you and will be healthy for you, and that message has already been sent to you, and you're already aware of that. So they're really just validating that for you. Okay.
Yeah.
And I do feel like the gentleman that you are talking to on the internet that you really were just looking for friendship for, I feel like that is going to be a stronger relationship than that. I feel like, too, sometimes people don't understand you. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes people just don't get you. Okay, alrighty. And so I think he does, and I think you've already discovered that, correct?
Yeah, I intuitively can feel that he has tapped into who I am.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, in a spiritual way, because there is a lot of worldly stuff going on out there that you know that I just can't grapple. You know, it just doesn't. It makes sense to me, but it's very hard to wrap my mind around.
Well, and that I do understand, but he also understands that there's a whole new level of existence, a new level of understanding, a whole new level of consciousness, and this is just one level. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So. So I feel like he might be, no, I'm going to correct that because I am being corrected. He is a person who's going to be not only just a friend, but I believe something more.
Okay. Now, I feel that, and I don't know if I'm wrong or right, maybe you could tell me, maybe we had a past life together or something, or we're being brought together. I don't know, because there was this strong pull for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I wanted to say to you. I do feel that there is a connection between the two of you, and I feel like it, you were being brought together for a specific reason. And so I'm going to say to you that the reason why you two were guided towards each other was simply because you were meant to meet again. So when they say again, I'm saying that you were together in some other former life, in some other former way, because they are saying the word again, and they wouldn't be saying that if there was not, you can't say again if there wasn't a one time, right? So so that makes sense. But I have to state this, too. I don't know how you knew this person in a former life. Doesn't necessarily, as you already know. See, I know you have so much more knowledge. You have so much more knowledge. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah, it's been hard for me to understand everything. And, you know, for me, I thought it was normal, but I guess.
No,
I don't know.
It's because it's because of who you are and because of your abilities. For everyone else, it's not normal. For you, it's totally normal. You just assume everybody else is that way, but they're not. Right?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's been something that I've been grappling with too.
It's hard. Do you go to meetings with other people where you can kind of, you know, talk about your abilities and who and what you are and how you see things, and do you ever have an opportunity to do that?
No, I haven't. I've been thinking about it, and I know I need to take the time. I think what I do is I just take it for granted. And
well, I think you're right.
I just work with myself.
Yeah. No, I think you're right, but I'm going to tell you, and Jessica will be the second one. Well, maybe she will be. I don't know. Maybe she won't say anything. But she will be the one to say, I know she will, that going to these meetings, these like different meetup groups where they're metaphysical
mm-hmm.
or spiritual, and you know, you can talk about some of the things that are going on. Not only will you strengthen yourself and your abilities and your skills, but also it's kind of like sometimes when you have these gifts that are coming through and you're able to feel them and sense them, you're in a kind of a unique pool of people. And it can feel a little lonely if you don't have other people
mm-hmm.
to talk about it to, you know.
Right.
And I think that you would find it very rewarding to go out and meet with others who have similar abilities, because there are a lot of people out there who will embrace you and you won't have to feel so strange.
Right, yeah, I'm glad you said that, because that's something that I really need to do. And when you mentioned rubbing the hands together, so what you're saying is that there's some healing abilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely. And you already knew that.
Yeah. It's just that I don't know how to channel it. I don't know where to put it. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I know the children are a part of it, but you know, dealing with children, there's so much red tape these days. There's so much, you know, and it almost takes away from the joy of being with these individuals. And
I agree.
Yeah, it, you know, it's just so hard. It's become so hard, unfortunately. And that kind of, you know, it makes you feel negative towards it in a way, and I'm very, very sensitive to that.
Because of your abilities. And this is why I'm suggesting, you know, you need to learn several different things. You need to how to tune it up and also how to tune it out. You also need to learn how not to be an empath 24/7. I mean, maybe that's a book that should be written. How not to be an empath 24/7, because, you know, people who have the ability and don't realize it walk through a room and they're soaking up all that energy, and it can become overwhelming, you know.
Oh, yes.
And it could be very hard. You know, Psychology Today ran an article, forgive me, I think the date is February 9th, 2011, where they actually said that anxiety and OCD and a lot of other ailments that they, you know, mental issues that they can't even put their finger on, has to do with people having psychic skills or being psychically attacked. They don't mean people are coming after you. It just means soaking up the energy sometimes of other people because it can be overwhelming. And especially if you don't realize how you're soaking it up, then you don't know how to protect yourself. So that would be the key is to learn, and that's why I would love for you to go to some of these meetings, because you want to be able to impart your good positive energy on people without picking up all the negative and all their stress and all their anxiety. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You hit it right there.
It would be very helpful. Yeah, I know. So the only way you're going to learn that is, you know, and I'm a big one for self-education. I've been doing this, my whole life, but for a good solid 18 years, I've always read. Every single week I'm taking a course of some kind, whether it's online or in a workshop or a seminar. I believe that you could never learn too much, but I feel like you need to actually start interacting with other people who have similar skills so that you can learn some of the things. It's kind of like you're on step four, but you have to learn step one and two so that you can really keep growing. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay.
Right.
And
well,
so should I be doing something with my hands or just with the children?
I don't want you doing anything with your hands right now. And the reason for that is because I don't want you soaking up energy till you learn how to block the energy. And there's ways to do that, and I can tell you, you can either call me privately, and I don't even know if Reverend Jay is, I think he's in the queue tonight. I'll tell you what, I'm going to poke through to his cell phone right now. He's real good at explaining to people how to block energy. Let's see if he's available. I know he's listening, but he may not have his phone unmuted. Let me see. Reverend Jay, are you live? I don't think he is. Reverend Jay, can you hear me? Yeah, there's no sound coming from his phone right now. He's real good at teaching people how to do that, and he's done it over the radio many, many times. But I have a process I go through, and unfortunately it's going to take longer than the amount of time we have left on the show. So I'd recommend you give me a call privately. And I've been recommending this to a lot of people, How to Hear Your Angels is a great book by Doreen Virtue, because I believe she also describes in there on how to create a cone of protection around herself. And everyone needs to do that. You know, before I started this show, tonight with Jessica, we say a prayer aloud, and we actually build a hedge of protection around us. I do it every single day before I pick up the phone to talk to a client, or a client comes into my office for chakra healing or hypnosis or past life regression. I do that hedge prayer protection because I want to make sure that I'm not picking up that energy. I love all of my clients dearly, but I don't want to pick up their negative energy because then I can't help the next one.
Oh, yes, yeah, I understand that. Right. And that's what I've been doing for a lot of my life, is picking up energy.
I know, and you need to be taught how to expel the energy. There's different ways that you can do that, and I would highly recommend that you give me a call, and then I'll be happy to talk to you about it, okay?
Okay.
All right, listen.
And that
thank
would
you.
Be on your website.
Yeah, that's on my website. It's the number is 1-800-375-3446. Or you could go to drginny.com, that's drginny.com, and I'll be happy to talk with you. I think it's a good idea, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate
you're
it.
You're so
I
welcome.
Didn't expect all this length of reading, but thank you. You've
you're
really
so
helped me a lot.
Well, you're very, very welcome. God bless you, Patricia, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, we're going to take just a short two-minute break, and we'll be back in two.
Heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this. the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. But you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne. She cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe I have been here before. I know this room, I've walked this floor. I used to live alone before I knew you. I've seen your flag on the marble arch. Love is not a victory march. It's a cone and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 There was a time you let me know what's real and going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? I remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God above, and all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And you're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
And we want to thank everybody. We've been having such a good time tonight. We had that wonderful interview with Molly Morningstar.
I know. That was awesome.
So great. And we've had so many wonderful callers tonight. And I want to try and get to just a few more if we possibly can before our time runs out tonight. And I want to remind everybody not to forget to listen to our show Wednesday night. If you have any kind of questions, health issues, anxiety issues, stamina issues, to give a call, because we have as our live guest on Wednesday night, Donia Mitchell, owner of Enchanted Botanicals. And she works, she's an herbal herbologist. Why do I trip over that every single time?
Because it just doesn't sound right.
Because I want to say she's an herbalist is what she is. She's not a herbologist.
Herbologist.
That's why. She works with her guys. And she's really cool, and she's really neat, and she's a lot of fun. But she's also one of those kind of personalities that Jessica and I met on one of our Saturday Adventure Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
And we just hit it off with when we met her and invited her on the show on the spot, and we're so thrilled to have her. So she can tell you what kind of little mixtures you can put together of natural herbs, of things that God put on this wonderful green earth for us to be able to utilize. And years ago, you know, that's what they used as medicine.
Well, and that's all they used as medicine, and obviously it worked.
It worked, and, you know,
naturally, without all the chemicals.
Right, without the chemicals. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, nowadays it seems like you take a pill, and then you got to take another pill for the adverse effects of that pill.
Oh, yeah, because there's side effects
pill.
To everything.
Right, exactly.
And
you
want something natural that works well, that works the way it should with your system,
oh,
you know?
Oh, absolutely. And she gave us some tea when we were in there that she mixed just for
and
us.
And it was so good.
You know, I cannot get that off my mind. And
really?
That is, I mean, for me, normally what I can't get off my mind is a good pizza, which is sad, but true, okay? I can't get that tea she made off my mind. Like, I want to go
good.
Back get it.
It was good.
I mean, I don't know why. So that just tells you something, because believe me, I'm not, I don't.
It's need, addictive tea.
Then sign me up, because I'm all for it. And also, we walked out of it. We were tired when we left there.
Oh,
and
my
we
gosh.
Had this, like, burst of energy.
Well, she said it had caffeine
yeah,
in it, and it would pep us up.
She said this is especially designed to
give,
to give me
some
you
energy.
Some
well, it had ginkgo biloba in it.
Okay.
Ginkgo biloba. It's a word.
Yeah, it is. It's my new word now. You know what we need to do? Oh, by the way, and I during that song break, I have to say, I'm so proud of my daughter.
Yeah,
because
she looked absolutely beautiful.
She came in from prom, and I'm just really proud of her. Because instead of doing, you know, the crazy stuff that a lot of seniors
yeah, unlike my daughter, who's out at a party right now.
Well, she came in, and her and some of her friends are, we have out a whole snack thing, and they're
mm-hmm.
going to be watching movies all night and chilling, and I'm just really proud of her, because that way I don't worry all night.
Right, right.
God knows
you can worry with me.
I'll worry with you and for you. Your daughter's going to be fine.
Thank
she's,
you.
She's got a good head on her shoulders, too, so there's never any problem there. All right, let's go ahead and take our next caller so we can get them in. Calling from 212 with a prefix of 222. Welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Wonderful to be on your show.
Well, thank you for calling. What's your first name?
My first name is Anna.
Anna. Anna, first of all, I absolutely love the sound of your voice. It has such positive energy connected to it. I can already tell you you're a very kind and sweet person. That's the first thing that comes through. I know it sounds weird that I would say that because I just heard your voice, but there are some things that comes through for me when a caller calls in, and that's one of them. What part of the country are you calling from?
New York.
Okay. I know it's a New York number, but oftentimes when people call in, it's not really from the area that that their cell phone is.
Well, you could have a cell phone and live somewhere else.
Yeah, I see that all the time. So how can I help you this evening?
Well, I was wondering about, there's this whole idea of me, you know, transitioning, but I don't know what's happening now, and I'm, do you see anything around?
Well, okay, when you say transitioning, you mean with the ascension, or do you mean just in life in general?
I would like to ascend a step closer to God, but I mean more like in terms of like moving to Europe and not moving to Europe and moving
okay.
to Europe and not moving to Europe. I don't want to move. I feel a lot of resistance.
Okay.
And but in the end, it doesn't look super hopeful here. I'm originally from Europe. I
mm-hmm.
just don't know where I'm going with my life, basically. And
right. Okay, I'm going to ask you this question, because the first thing they're telling me is you've been working hard at something. Have you
yeah.
either been working hard? That's correct, okay. Because
yeah.
they're telling me you've been working hard at something, and they're saying be optimistic and have faith in it. Did something get messed up here recently that caused this, that caused kind of like a break in what was supposed to happen?
A break?
I'll tell you,
well,
let me explain. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah,
I can
why don't you
a
explain
better.
A little bit?
They're
yeah.
showing me that you were working on something. You were, I'm going to call it practicing, if you will. You were working really hard on it, and you were optimistic, and everything was going okay. But then it seems like a wrench got thrown into the works and made everything come to, not a screeching halt, but changed plans for you. And this is a problem. And honestly, you know, I'm going to tell you what I see. Are you going back to Europe? I'm seeing that right now that is what's going to happen, even though you don't want it to happen. And it breaks my heart because I know that's not what you want, but I see ultimately it's what's in the cards. But here's the weird thing I want you to know. You are going to go back, and it is going to be the best thing for you. Here's the reason why. When you go back, there's something else is going to take place, something that you didn't expect. And you feel like you're going to feel like, okay, now my agenda has changed, and the course or the path that I was on has now been shattered. So you're going to kind of go into what I call retreat or pause mode. And while you're in that, another path is going to be illuminated for you. And that path is ultimately going to take you right back to where you are in a different way. Does that make sense at all?
So I'm going to come back here?
Yes. And I don't know if that thrills you or not, because I think you're tired of the whole yo-yo. But
yes.
All I'm going to tell you, yeah, I know, and I'm so sorry to be the one to tell you that.
No, I'm okay. I'm totally accepting. I'm just scared of selling the house or getting rid of the house. I'm holding on to it. And now this buyer has raised her fee, and I can get a reasonable amount for it, but I'm just scared of letting it go, fearing that if I let this go, I'll have nothing to come back to. It's my thing.
I know exactly what you're saying, but here's the thing, and I know what you're saying, because the rates are going to go up, prices are going to go up, yada, 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 yada. Are you going to buy when you go to Europe?
My parents say, yeah, well, you can buy there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. Real estate's depressed all over the place, not just in the United States.
Yes.
You're aware of that, right? So
yes.
I always say, well, you lose it on the sales price here, you make it up as long as you buy on the other end because you're getting a better deal. So ultimately, when you do sell on the other end to come back here, you're going to sell it when the market's up, even though you're buying when the market's up. So it's all leveling out. Do you see what I'm saying?
Okay. If I sell it here, buy it in Europe, it'll level out. You're saying that
right.
I can find something reasonable.
I know. I know you can find something reasonable and something that you'll be happy with. And weirdly enough, why does a window seat, I don't know why. Windows are important to you, aren't they?
Windows? There's only two windows in this apartment. There's no window in the bedroom. My dad told me.
Yeah. I'm getting window seat. And I'm thinking, no, not window seat. And they're like, no, windows. They're just trying to let me see windows. So they're saying windows are really important to you. So when you buy over in Europe, you're going to get a place with great natural light, which means more to you. I mean, it really fills your heart with joy, doesn't it?
Yeah, more green.
Yeah,
more
that's what I'm seeing. It's important. So I always say God guides our life with a perfect map, and God is truly guiding your life. You're a very, very good person with wonderful spiritual beliefs, and you do believe in the divine and God, if I may be so bold as to say so. But what I need to say is I think you need to, it's okay to let God guide your life. And you're being guided in that direction now. And you know you're not supposed to be holding on to material things. Can you imagine? I just want you to put this in your mind for me, okay? I want you to imagine yourself, say 20 years from now. And suppose you decided not to let go of this house, right?
Yeah.
And then you end up going back to Europe, and you can't come. I mean, the house needs to be maintained. Everything needs to be taken care of. And some stuff goes on, and then it just turns out to be not the greatest move financially that you ever made. And you end up thriving in Europe. And anyway, long story short, somebody comes over and says, I don't understand. You know, why did you hold on to it when you knew the smart thing was to let it go? You were moving back to Europe. And your thought process was, well, I just didn't want to let go.
Yeah.
You know? That, does that make sense at all?
Makes sense. I know I have to let it go. I have to pray and ask God to help me that is the right thing to do, and then I can do it. Do you see that happening in July or September, or am I leaving soon?
Actually, I see August as the letting go date, very, very end of August, maybe hinting over into the beginning of September. But What I also see is I do see you heading to Europe. Now, I can't tell you when you're heading there, but I do see that you're going to be there for sure in November. For sure you are going to be ensconed, if you will. Is that a word?
Ensconed? No, ensconced.
Ensconced?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I don't speak good English, but
unless she eats scones,
you're going to be ensconed. You're going to be eating scones. No, I think
okay.
Jessica is correct. No, but you are going to be in Europe in November, and that's important for you to know because you might make a trip there prior to, but I guarantee you, come November, you'll be in Europe.
And do you see me then? There's a guy that I like in my neighborhood. Is there anything there?
Currently in this in the U.S.
Yeah.
Hmm. Does he have a little dog or a dog?
No,
that
was the guy that I met in the train today. He had a little dog and he talked to me. And then we didn't exchange numbers or anything, but there's this guy in my neighborhood that I really like and he all of a sudden pops up in places that I don't expect.
Right.
I haven't spoken to him yet. But I've been thinking a lot about him.
I don't feel like he's necessarily going to be on your path right now. Believe it or not, I believe that you might meet, again, the guy that you met on the train with the dog who was talking to you. But I don't feel like the guy in your neighborhood right now is on your agenda for the coming month. I just feel like it.
Yeah.
But I do... You know, I can tell you this, within 2 years, you'll be engaged to be married, if not already married. Does that scare you? Oh, okay. That's a good thing, then. Okay.
It doesn't scare me. I think, like, my number one thing is to find my partner, and I don't care where I live, here or there. I mean, I just want to have that home base, you know.
It's so funny because I think we all feel that way, and I think that we all want to meet that one someone, you know, and I think that your home is where your heart is, and I've said that to so many people. People will say, I don't want to live in that state, I don't want to live in that state, and I'll say, you know what, if your husband's transferred there and your children and husband are there, you're going to be as happy there as you are anywhere else because... Really, when you think about it, it's about the people that surround you, the people that create your life, that make your life, and that's where home is. So don't worry about where you end up. Just know that you're going to have a lot of love around you. You are such a warm, kind person, and I'm saying this from my heart because I don't normally say this quite this way. I just feel this warmth emanating from you. You're a very good soul, so don't worry. Good things are going to happen to you. 2 years, you'll either be engaged or you'll already be married. I see you going back to Europe but having the opportunity to come back to the United States. Whether or not you'll choose to take that opportunity will be your choice, but I do see the 2 year time frame for either the engagement and or marriage, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. You're so welcome, and thank you for calling in tonight. I'm really glad you did. How did you hear about our show?
I just logged into Blog Talk, and I found out that you were on, so I tried to just listen to it. And,
great.
But this woman where I'm working at now, she's is there potential there?
For a job?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Not financially the way you need it to be.
Okay.
Okay. I don't think she'll be able to pay you what you need to be able to keep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
that's,
I just manifested it for the experience, I guess. Just that.
And everything takes us to the next point. And then the next thing we do takes us to the next point. And sometimes we don't always get from it what we want, but we get from it what we need.
Yeah. Wow. Thank you so much for... Are you going to be on the show again?
Oh, yes. I'm on the... Actually, Jessica and I host the show normally every Wednesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We did the show tonight mostly because our show on Wednesday night, BTR, had some technical difficulties, so we felt kind of bad. Do you have the opportunity to listen on Wednesday nights?
Yeah, I do. I'll definitely tune in again.
Wonderful. Please do. We'd love to have you. And I thank you so much for calling in tonight.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you. I'm
You're
gonna
welcome.
Sell the house and move to Europe.
Yes, that's what I feel. Okay. God
thank
bless
you.
You. You're welcome.
God bless you
Bye-bye.
Too. Bye bye.
Thank you. What a sweet girl, huh?
She was sweet.
She's so sweet. I just love nice people. I love it when really kind, wonderful people call in because it just, I mean, boy, just makes my evening.
And she gets to move to Europe. That's
yeah,
nice.
That's, you know, I mean.
She's looking at it as a negative, but I think it sounds awesome.
I think she's going to change her mind when she has the opportunity to get there and to see how great it is and also her expanded social circle because
right,
that's what
right.
she's going to work on and everything's going to be good. I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It's been a really great show. And,
it has been. We haven't had a Saturday night show ever.
I know, and we've had so many callers and people. Just been a wonderful night. I think there were just a few more in the queue that I couldn't get to, and I'm so sorry. I really
right.
did try. But thank you so much. And do, folks, try to call in Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we are going to have another great show. It's listed under the Christian Psychic Cafe, and you'll hear Donia Mitchell from Enchanted Botanicals. And I'm urging you, call in, because if there's anything that you want help with, even if you want to charge your love life, she has an herbal remedy for that
no
as
way.
Well. Yes, she does.
I want that.
So you'll definitely want to call in and hear that. Thank you, everybody. God bless. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace.